thank you, brothers in Christ, for the opportunity to share with you this afternoon. You know, it's a funny feeling to come back to Pittsburgh and to talk to all of these Catholic men, brothers in Christ, because some of you might have known me back in high school, so you know where the bodies are buried. But I have been asked to speak on my favorite subject, and that is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. But I want to assure you, it didn't start out that way. It was not my favorite subject. Not when I was 14 years old in Upper St. Clair High School and in the juvenile court system of Allegheny County. I won't go into the details, but I suffice to say that I had an experience, a conversion experience, where I found Jesus Christ, or he found me. He gave his life for me, and so I thought I could return the favor. I gave it to him, and I began attending a Bible study. Now, I suspect that for most of you as Catholics, there's nothing as familiar as the Mass. I mean, it feels like home, it fits like an old shoe. You have that familiarity, those routines, the gestures, the responses. Whereas the Book of Revelation is probably foreign territory, because it's a strange book. And I know when you first read it, you encounter things like rivers of blood, demonic frogs, seven-headed dragons. And that's why I suppose most cradle Catholics I've known have tended to avoid the Book of Revelation, like the plagues that you read about in the pages. But for me, it was the other way around. The Book of Revelation was familiar, because as soon as I converted, I was invited to Bible studies, and I began attending back in the 70s. And we were all about the apocalypse, the second coming, the rapture, the Antichrist. For months, I went to these weekly studies and read through the Book of Revelation and began reading the front page of the paper for the first time. I didn't want to confront the Antichrist. I didn't want to be left behind after the rapture to confront all of that tribulation that all the unbelievers had to go through, including, I might add, all you Catholics. That's what we were taught, at least. But the fact is, something happened to me on the way. And I'll be honest, it was very humbling, because after I went through the Book of Revelation for several months, and the second coming hadn't happened, I began wondering, why are we beginning in the back of the book? Why don't we start at the beginning? Well, I did. By the time I graduated, in 1975, I was on my third round trip through the Bible, and I was falling in love with our Lord in the sacred page. I went off to Grove City College, where I had the opportunity to study Greek in an accelerated program. In fact, I was the only survivor for that advanced semester. And I walked into class, and the professor was surprised there was only one of us, and she announced that we were going to be tackling the whole Book of Revelation, that I would have to translate it all myself. 22 chapters in one semester. It took me the entire semester. What shocked me at the end was that the word Antichrist couldn't be found a single time. In fact, the word rapture doesn't occur, nor even the familiar phrase the second coming. I didn't know what the book was about by the time I was done, but I knew what it wasn't about. All of the things that we were kind of speculating on a few years earlier in high school, but it didn't bother me because I was in love, I was engaged, and my bride-to-be and I both graduated together, got married, and when we came back from our honeymoon, we packed up a U-Haul and we moved out to seminary, where we both had the privilege of studying theology together. Kimberly and I would come back in the evening and regroup, exchange notes. And then in 3 years' time, I was facing graduation and ordination as a Presbyterian minister. Graduating at the top of my class, ordination to a very elite Presbyterian church in Virginia. And then the last month or so of my semester, I began reading for the first time in my life the early church fathers. It was very illuminating, but it was also very humiliating, because they were teaching me things that I should have known years before. But there I was, dead ready to graduate and be ordained. And so I began drawing from all of this as soon as I began my preaching at Trinity Presbyterian Church in Fairfax, Virginia. Well, to make a long story short, I began to discover things in sacred scripture that I hadn't known before, I hadn't believed before. Things that I thought were wrong were turning out to be right. And so in less than 2 years, I had submitted my resignation, and I went in search of a church that fit the job description. You see, back in high school, it was easy for me as a new convert reading the Bible to kind of confront my friends, especially my Catholic friends. And if you're out there, I apologize. I've been trying to make up for lost time. But I remember going to friends of mine in the cafeteria and saying, "You go to the Mass. You consider the sacrifice. Where is that in the Bible? Show me a passage in the New Testament. Show me where you find your beliefs in the New Testament." And I've got to be honest, it was like picking off ducks in a barrel. My cradle Catholic friends didn't know the Bible. They weren't even sure what they were supposed to believe, much less why. And so I became very conscious.